Section 1. The Driver's License. About this manual. Driving is one of the most risky activities you may choose to do during your lifetime. This manual is your guide to good driving. It explains the rules of the road and what the law expects of you when operating a vehicle. Its purpose is to help you learn traffic control devices, signs, pavement markings, and proper behavior, which you must know before driving on the highway. Types of driver's licenses and driver's permits. South Carolina, SC, issues licenses as proof that you passed an examination and are qualified to operate a particular type of vehicle. The Gross Vehicle Weight Rating, GVWR, or Gross Vehicle Weight, GVW, determines which class of license you will need. Non-commercial licenses. Class D. Allows you to drive non-commercial passenger vehicles, such as cars and trucks, which do not exceed 26,000 pounds GVW. With a Class D driver's license, you may also operate a moped or three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a detachable sidecar. Class E. Allows you to operate non-commercial, single-unit vehicles that exceed 26,000 pounds GVW. Examples of Class E vehicles include trucks and motorhomes. With a Class E driver's license, you may also operate a moped or three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a detachable sidecar. Reference SC's Large Non-Commercial and Recreational Vehicles Driver's Manual for specific information to get this type of license. Class F. Allows you to drive non-commercial combination vehicles that exceed 26,000 pounds GVW. Examples of Class F vehicles include trucks and motorhomes with a towed trailer or vehicle. With a Class F driver's license, you may also operate a moped or three-wheel vehicle, excluding a two-wheel motorcycle with a detachable sidecar. Reference SC's Large Non-Commercial and Recreational Vehicles Driver's Manual for specific information to get this type of license. Class G. Allows you to operate a moped. If you have a valid driver's license or permit in any of the other four classifications, you are not required to obtain a license to drive a moped. Minimum age 15. You are only required to pass the vision and knowledge test to get a moped license. Reference SC's Motorcycle and Moped Operator's Manual for specific information to get this type of license. Class M. Allows you to operate a two-wheel motorcycle with a detachable sidecar, or a three-wheel vehicle. Reference SC's Motorcycle and Moped Operator's Manual for specific information to get this type of license. Commercial Driver's Licenses, CDLs. Class A. Any combination of vehicles with a GCWR of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. Class B. Any single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 or more pounds, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. Class C. Any single vehicle or combination of vehicles that does not meet the definitions of Class A or B, but is designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or is placarded for hazardous materials. Reference SC's Commercial Driver License Manual for specific information to get a Class A, B, or C license. Each qualified driver will have only one driver's license, endorsed for one or more of the classifications. It is illegal to have more than one valid driver's license. If you drive a motorcycle in another type of vehicle, your license should be endorsed for two classifications after your completion of driving tests for both types of vehicles. When driving, you must have a valid driver's license, vehicle registration, and valid insurance card in your possession for the class of vehicle you are operating. If you do not, you will be subject to a fine. Licensing requirements. Documentation. United States citizens. If you are a U.S. citizen applying for a first-time beginner's permit, driver's license, or identification card, you must provide to any branch office original documents showing proof of your U.S. citizenship, identity, date and place of birth, social security number, and SC address. Reference the U.S. Citizens Checklist, SCDMV Form MV-93, for a complete list of required documents. International customers. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you may apply for an SC beginner's permit, driver's license, or identification card at one of the branch offices that processes applications for international customers. Reference the International Customers Checklist for a complete list of required documents. Forms can be found on SCDMV's website at www.scdmvonline.com. Beginner's Permit. If you have never had a driver's license, you must start with a beginner's permit. You must be at least 15 years old. You must pass the vision and knowledge test. You may drive from 6 a.m. to midnight if a licensed driver who is at least 21 years old and has at least 1 year of driving experience is in the front seat with you. You may drive after midnight, but any licensed individual listed in SC Code Section 561-100-1-7 must supervise you. You must hold your beginner's permit for at least 180 days, regardless of your age, before you may apply for any type of license. You may apply on the 181st day or any time thereafter. First-time driver's license. If you are 17 or older and applying for your first driver's license, you must hold a beginner's permit for more than 180 days before attempting to take the skills test for full driving privileges. If you are 15 or 16 and applying for your first driver's license, all of the following must be true. You have held your beginner's permit for more than 180 days. You completed a driver's education course, 8 hours in the classroom and 6 hours driving. You are enrolled in school, not suspended or expelled, and you have satisfactory school attendance. You have practiced driving for at least 40 hours, including 10 hours of night driving with one of the individuals listed below. 1. Your father. 2. Your mother. 3. Your legal guardian. 4. An individual who has custody, care, and control of you. 5. A person with written approval by the Department of Social Services. You must provide SCDMV with a copy of approval. 6. A person who has been standing in loco parentis, place of a parent, for a continuous period of not less than 60 days. 7. A responsible adult who is willing to assume the obligation imposed under SC Code Section 561-110 and who has written permission from a person listed in items 1 to 6 above, signed and verified before a person authorized to administer oaths, notary. You must provide SCDMV with a copy of the notarized permission. You must complete the certification of school attendance, driver's education and driving practice, SCDMV form PDLA. You will receive the PDLA form from your driver's education program once you successfully complete the course. Graduated Driver's License Program. The Graduated Driver's License Program is for individuals 15 to 17 years of age. It allows you the opportunity to develop your driving skills. It restricts nighttime and unsupervised driving at first, but these restrictions are lifted over time. Conditional license for a 15-year-old. If you are at least 15 and a half, but less than 16, and have met the requirements listed in this section, documentation, beginner's permit, and PDLA form, you are eligible for a conditional license. You must pass the vision and skills test to receive this license. You will earn full driving privileges once you have held your conditional license for 1 year with no traffic offenses and have not been at fault in any collisions. These are the nighttime and unsupervised driving restrictions of a conditional license. You cannot have more than 2 passengers under 21 in the vehicle with you unless you are with a licensed adult who is at least 21. The only exception is if you are transporting family members or students to and from school. You may drive alone from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 8 p.m. during daylight savings time. You may drive with a licensed driver, who is at least 21, from 6 p.m., 8 p.m. during daylight savings time, to midnight. You may drive after midnight to 6 a.m. but you must be supervised by any licensed individual listed in SC Code Section 561-100-1-7. If you are under 17 and receive 6 or more points in your record before you have held your license for 1 year, your license will be suspended for 6 months. If you are 16 and the time limitations of this license cause problems for you at your job, school, vocational training, church-sponsored activity, or parentally approved sports activity, you may apply for a special restricted license with a waiver to drive alone until midnight. Special restricted license for a 16-year-old. If you are 16, but less than 17, have met the requirements listed in this section, documentation, beginner's permit, and PDLA form, and have passed your vision and skills test, or if you are 16 and have a conditional license, you are eligible for a special restricted license. These are the nighttime and unsupervised driving restrictions of a special restricted license. You cannot have more than two passengers under 21 in the vehicle with you unless you are with a licensed adult who is at least 21. The only exception is if you are transporting family members or students to and from school. You may drive alone from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 8 p.m. during daylight savings time. You may drive with a licensed driver, who is at least 21, from 6 p.m., 8 p.m. during daylight savings time, to midnight. You may drive after midnight to 6 a.m. but you must be supervised by any licensed individual listed in SC Code Section 561-100-1-7. If you are under 17 and receive 6 or more points in your record before you have held your license for 1 year, your license will be suspended for 6 months. If you are 16 and the time limitations of this license cause problems for you at your job, school, vocational training, church-sponsored activity or parentally approved sports activity, you may apply for a waiver to drive alone until midnight. Special restricted license with a waiver for a 16-year-old. If you are 16 and have a special restricted or conditional license, you may be eligible for a special restricted license with a waiver. The special restricted license with a waiver allows you to drive by yourself until midnight if you work or participate in certain extracurricular activities. The waiver will not allow you to drive after midnight. To get a special restricted license with a waiver, you must visit an SCDMV branch and do all of the following. Complete the application for a beginner's permit, driver's license, or identification card, SCDMV Form 447NC. Bring a letter from your school, church, work, or extracurricular activity that says why you need this waiver. Bring a letter from your parent or legal guardian that says your parent or legal guardian is allowing you to have the waiver and why you need this waiver. Pass the vision test. Pay $25 for a new license that has the waiver added to it. Regular driver's license. You will earn full driving privileges at 17, or after keeping your conditional or special restricted license for 1 year, if you received no traffic offenses and were not at fault in any collisions. You do not have to visit an SCDMV branch to receive full driving privileges. You will receive a sleeve in the mail from the SCDMV that is to be wrapped around your license. You must keep your license in this sleeve to take advantage of your full driving privileges. For more information, reference SCDMV's brochure Ready for the Road, DMVB-35, which is available on the department's website at www.scdmvonline.com. Required non-commercial license tests. Where to take tests? You must take a vision, knowledge, and skills test when you apply for an original driver's license or upgrade to a different class. You may take vision and knowledge tests at any SCDMV branch. Manuals or other testing aids cannot be used while you take the knowledge test. You will fail the test if you do any of the following. Leave the test room, area before the test is completed. Talk to anyone. Take anything into the test area that may assist you with answers to the questions on the test. Written material or electronic devices of any kind are not allowed in the knowledge test area. Examples of electronic devices are a cell phone, laptop, and tablet reader, such as an iPad or Kindle. There are also one-stop driver training and testing programs, also known as third-party testers, available if you are applying for a first-time regular, Class D, beginner's permit, driver's license, or motorcycle, Class 1, license. The SCDMV partners with people, corporations, or governmental subdivisions to administer the SCDMV driving tests. The driver training schools that participate in this program have SCDMV-authorized testers who can administer the knowledge and/or skills tests instead of you having to take the tests at an SCDMV branch office. You can find a list of these third-party testers that participate in the one-stop driver training programs on SCDMV's website at www.scdmvonline.com. Notice: Be prepared because you could be randomly selected by the SCDMV to pass the skills test again before you are issued a driver's license. SC Code Section, the 15th of January 56. The first test for every type of license includes a vision, knowledge, and skills test, except for a moped license. The SCDMV does not require a skills test for a moped license. Taking the skills test. Careful study of the South Carolina Driver's Manual will increase your driving confidence and broaden your knowledge of traffic rules and regulations. Your examiner realizes that a driving test will probably be an unusual experience for you and that you might become nervous or uneasy. If you do become apprehensive, please know that your examiner has accompanied many other people who have felt as you may feel and that he or she is riding with you only to make sure that you can control your vehicle and observe the rules of the road. Your examiner will not try to trick you in any way. Thousands of people pass this test annually and become licensed SC drivers. If they can do it, so can you. Just relax and do the best you can. You may hear a skills test called a skills test or a driving test. You need to take a skills test if you do not hold a valid driver's license. You must provide a vehicle for the test. The vehicle must be safe and have all of the following in working condition. Headlights and brakes. Windshield wipers. Safety belts. Turn signals. Mirrors. Speedometer. Defroster. Horn. The vehicle must have a valid license plate, registration card, and insurance card. The skills test must be postponed if the vehicle is not safe. You will automatically fail if you do not use your seat belt. You should bring all of the following items to your test. Old license or beginner's permit, if you have one. A licensed driver. Vehicle liability insurance information from a company licensed to do business in SC. An SCDMV employee will test you. You and the employee are the only people allowed in or around the vehicle. Your test includes all of the following. Vision test. If you wear corrective lenses, glasses or contact lenses, bring them or wear them. Knowledge test of traffic laws, road signs, and driving safety rules. Driving test, if required. During the skills test, you will be required to turn in your headlights and windshield wipers. Turn in your turn signals, including four-way flashers. Test your brake lights. Make lane changes. Make right and left turns. Identify road signs. Parallel park. 100 feet backing. Park on a hill. 3-point turnabout. Straight line backing. Failing the skills test. If you do not have driving experience and you fail the skills test in your first or second attempt, you must wait 2 weeks before you can be retested, regardless of age. If you previously held a driver's license and failed the test in your first or second attempt, you must wait 1 week before you can be retested, regardless of age. A beginner's permit is not considered driving experience. If you fail the skills test in your third attempt or more, you must wait 60 days before you can be retested, regardless of whether or not you have previous driving experience. Out-of-state license or driving on an existing license. Moving to South Carolina. If you have a valid driver's license or identification, ID, card from another state and permanently move to SC, you must apply for an SC license or ID within 90 days of moving to SC. You must turn in your out-of-state license or ID in order to receive a new one in SC. If your out-of-state license is expired by 9 months or more, you must pass the knowledge, skills, and vision tests before you can get an SC license. You must register your vehicles in SC within 45 days of moving to SC. Temporary resident. If you are moving to SC temporarily, whether a military member, student, or other, you are not required to get an SC driver's license for yourself or your dependents. However, you must have a valid out-of-state license to drive in SC. Moving from South Carolina. If you move out of SC, you must turn in your SC driver's license or ID card to your new state of residency when issued a new license or ID. Your new state will notify the SCDMV, and your SC license or ID will be canceled. If you are registering a vehicle in a state other than SC, you must transfer your vehicle's liability insurance to that state as well. Before you cancel your SC insurance, turn in your SC license plate to the SC DMV. If you do not return your plate before you cancel your SC insurance, you could owe up to $400 in fees. Visiting South Carolina. If you are a permanent resident of another state, you can use your valid out-of-state driver's license to drive in SC. For example, if you are visiting this state from New York, you may drive in this state with your valid out-of-state New York license. International visitors. If you are visiting from a non-English-speaking country, you are strongly advised to get an international driving permit from your home country. An international driving permit serves as a language translation to be used with your valid driver's license. It is not an actual license, but it translates your foreign language license into English. It allows law enforcement officers to read your license. SC waives the requirement for knowledge and skills testing for an individual who is applying for a first-time SC driver's license and has an out-of-country driving credential that has not expired from a country that has a formal reciprocity agreement with SC. Driver's license renewal. Renew my driver's license online. If you are a U.S. citizen, you may choose to renew your driver's license online for an 8-year license. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you cannot renew your driver's license online. You must meet all of the following requirements. You have a regular, Class D, E, F, G, M, or any combination of these, license. You do not have a commercial driver's license. Your license is not expired. Your social security number and the name associated with it matches what is on file with the Social Security Administration. You have not received more than 5 points in your record in the last 2 years. Your license is not suspended or subject to be suspended. You did not renew your license by mail or online during the last renewal period. You are not a convicted violent offender in the SCDMV system. You do not currently have a conditional or special restricted license. To renew your driver's license online at www.scdmvonline.com, you must provide identifying information to log in. At the end of the process, you must pay for your new license with a valid credit card. The SCDMV will use your current photograph and signature and will mail your new license to the address on file. It will take 7 to 10 business days to receive your renewed license in the mail. Renew my driver's license by mail. If you are a U.S. citizen, you may choose to renew your driver's license through the mail for an 8-year license. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you cannot renew your driver's license by mail. You must meet all of the same requirements listed above for online renewals, and you must complete the driver's license renewal application, SCDMV Form DL-63, application. Mail your completed application in a check or money order for $25. Do not mail cash, made out to the SCDMV, to SCDMV Alternative Media P.O. Box 1498. Blythewood, SC 29016-0035. Mail your application and payment at least 3 weeks before your expiration date. If you renew by mail, the SCDMV will use the same photograph and signature on your current license. Renew my driver's license in person. You must do all of the following to renew at a branch. Provide the company name of your vehicle insurance. Pay $25 for the license. You must pass a knowledge test if you have received more than 5 points against your driving record in the last 2 years. Renewing an expired driver's license. Do not drive with an expired driver's license. If your license has been expired for less than 9 months, you may renew it at an SCDMV branch without testing. If your driver's license is expired by 9 months or more, you must visit an SCDMV branch, pass a knowledge test and a skills test, provide current proof of address, and any proof of identity documents that may not be on file. Loss of driving privileges. How the point system works. You may earn points against your SC driver's license when you violate traffic violations, which include violations committed outside of the state. Certain traffic violations are assigned points. If you are convicted of a traffic violation in SC or in any other state, That information will be sent to the SCDMV and be posted to your record. You may receive points in your driving record if you do any of the following. Break the law in this state or any state. Receive a military court-martial traffic convictions. Your record contains all the convictions you have received from traffic violations and the number of points charged against you under the point system. Points are reduced by half after 1 year from the violation date on the ticket. For example, if you received 4 points in your record in June, the points would be reduced to 2 points in June of the next year. If you are 15 or 16, the SCDMV will send you a letter to drive more carefully when you receive 2 points and/or 4 points in your driving record. If you continue to break the law or if you already have additional convictions, the department has not yet received, you could lose your driving privileges. If you are 17 or older and have 6 or more points in your driving record, the SCDMV will send you a letter to drive more carefully. If your point total reaches 12 or more, your license will be suspended. Driver's license suspension for excessive points. If you hold a beginner's permit, conditional or special restricted driver's license and you accumulate 6 or more points, your driving privileges will be suspended for having excessive points. If you are suspended for having excessive points, completing the National Safety Defensive Drive Course, or its equivalent, will not reinstate the suspension. The points that resulted in an excessive points suspension can also be used in a point system suspension. Certain violations, such as driving under the influence, require mandatory license suspensions and are not under the point system. Defensive Driving Course. If you have points, you may have them reduced if you complete the National Safety Council's Defensive Driving Course or an equivalent. Some defensive driving courses are offered at SCDMV certified driving schools. To find schools that offer this course, search for ones that are certified for 4-point reduction. The course cannot be completed online. The course must be taken in SC. The course must be 8 hours of classroom training. The course must be taken after the date of violation. A reduction in points may only be made one time in a 3-year period. If you take a defensive driving course because your license is in danger of being suspended, you must complete the course before the suspension begins. Once the suspension begins, the point reduction will not cancel or reduce the suspension. License reinstatement. There are many different types of suspensions. If you have specific questions, call SCDMV's contact center 803-896-5000 or visit an SCDMV branch. Reinstatement fees. If you have a SC driver's license and owe reinstatement fees, you may pay them online. A $100 reinstatement fee is required for each suspension unless noted otherwise. Payment plan. If you owe more than $300 in reinstatement fees, you may be eligible for the payment plan. You must qualify for participation and follow all payment plan rules. Provisional driver's license. If your driving privileges are suspended for first offense driving under the influence, DUI, or driving with an unlawful alcohol concentration, DUAC, you may be eligible for a 6-month provisional driver's license as long as you meet all of the following requirements, based on when the violation happened. You must have or have had a valid SC driver's license or be exempt. You must have met all requirements for prior suspensions, revocations, and cancellations. If the DUI or DUAC violation was on October 1, 2014 or later, you must have had a BAC of 0.14% or less. You must have no other suspensions after the DUI or DUAC suspension except for the following. As long as they are from the same DUI or DUAC violation. Implied consent under 21, BAC of 0.02% or greater, BAC of 0.15% or greater, or alcohol violation. You must be enrolled in the Alcohol and Drug Safety Action Program, ADSAP. You must pay $100 for a provisional license. Route restricted driver's license. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you are not eligible for this license unless you have permanent resident alien status. If you receive a route-restricted license, you may drive a non-commercial vehicle while driving. to and from your place of employment, education, or residence. To and from an alcohol and drug safety action program, tilde ADSAP tilde. To and from a court-ordered drug program. You must keep a copy of the approved route with you. Your route-restricted license is valid for the length of the suspension. You may only receive one route-restricted license in your lifetime for the following suspensions. Accident judgment. Alcohol violation. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.15. Controlled substance. Failure to stop for a blue light. False insurance certification. Implied consent. Misrepresentation of identity. If you have been suspended for not paying child support or driving under suspension, first or second offense within 5 years, you may be eligible for more than one route-restricted license in your lifetime. If approved, a route-restricted license costs $100. To apply for a route-restricted license, complete the application for a route-restricted driver's license application, SCDMV Form DL-127, and mail it to this address below. SCDMV Driver Records P.O. Box 1498. Blythewood, SC 29016-0028. Temporary Alcohol License. You may be eligible for a Temporary Alcohol License, TAL, if you have one of the following suspensions and have filed for an administrative hearing within 30 days. Implied Consent. Implied Consent under 21. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.15%. BAC of 0.02% or more under 21. While the results of your hearing are pending, you may receive a TAL for $100. You will be able to use your TAL until the SCDMV receives the results of the hearing. If your suspension is sustained or continues to be in place, you should return the TAL to an SCDMV branch. You may be eligible for a route-restricted driver's license. If your suspension is rescinded or overturned, you must return the TAL before you are able to apply for your regular license.